But we can tell that you guys are definitely experiencing moon joy, and I feel like even we are experiencing moon joy right now. I think this also sounds like a great band name, so we can't wait for you to drop your first album.
You, but the quick story I wanted to tell you is you were asking, like, what it's like here compared to International Space Station, and I'm just going to relate a very quick, funny story. Heading into our translunar injection burn, we're coming out of 38,000 miles, coming down to a 100-mile perigee to do that burn, and when we were about 5 or 6,000 miles up from the Earth, looking at the entire Earth just growing rapidly in the window, Jeremy turns around to us and goes, I'm not sure, I think we're going to run right into it. And we were all dying laughing. And it was the most fascinating thing to watch that Earth grow. And we actually ended up TLIing on the upper half of the Earth, and we thought we were going to TLI on the bottom half of the Earth. Like, that is the perspective we had. And then the vehicle reoriented, and we went. So it is crazy up here, and it does bang your mind. So question for you guys. I'm looking around the Integrity spacecraft right now. We're rehydrating some sweet and sour chicken. We've got some Kona with cream. We've got some butternut cookies. I'm sorry, butternut squash and spicy green beans. So it's all the same food. We want to know, what are you eating? And we're going to mirror you today.
So I had spicy green beans for lunch, and I've been loving seeing all of the things about you guys having the same food. It's fantastic.
I had a mango salad this morning. I think you have this on board, too. Oh, man, I know you love that mango salad, just like I do.
Yep, there's a mango